This is the Save My HSC show. For more free resources, go to savemyhse.com.au.
G'day guys, welcome to the Save My HSC show, the go-to resource for help with HSC English. Each episode is syllabus focused and can be digested in under 15 minutes. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about why we procrastinate and how to stop doing it. Okay, so let's get the bad news out of the way first. Now, the desire to put things off really is never going to go away. I am now 28 years old and I have been struggling with procrastination since I was small. I remember in year three, chucking a complete hissy fit at my parents, because they were trying to force me to study my times table. So I didn't study them then and I damn well am not studying them now, but that's not what we're going to be talking about. So have you ever noticed how tempting things like Facebook, YouTube, and Tumblr are when you have something to study? You know, this is kind of when procrastination rears its ugly head, and that happens to almost anyone. But I suppose the good news is that for the most part, it is a learned behavior. Well, that's according to Dr. Joseph Ferrari anyway, who says that it can kind of come from indecision, fear of failure, or kind of fear of success. Now, the bad news is these sorts of feelings are exasperating in assessment and examination conditions, or, you know, like the times when you have to do that, because people are going to be looking at and criticizing your work. What I'll often find is that students who are concerned about what I think will often struggle to write a coherent sentence because they're massively stressed about what I will say. So, you know, an example of this is like I had this one student who was actually quite a good writer, but they were really doubting their work because someone had criticized their work and they just couldn't seem to put it together. Like they showed me this piece of writing, this creative work that they'd written, and they were saying to me how rubbish it was. And I was reading it thinking, wow, this is actually some of the best stuff I've read from this student. But because one of their teachers had criticized their work, they were now not trusting their own handwriting, which is really, you know, half the battle really is it's kind of what's up in your brain. I suppose a great book that that deals with this concept that really helped me is it's called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, and it talks about this notion of the resistance. And now the resistance is kind of, you know, if you ever want to do a creative endeavor, if you want to, say, write a song, write a book, study for something, if you're preparing for a job interview or, say, you're building a business, any sort of creative endeavor, he claims is a, will have like a manifestation of the resistance. Now, it's, you know, it's kind of a convoluted concept. I don't think he's very sciencey about it, but I have to say, after reading this, I kind of thought, oh, hold on. I really did feel that a lot of those times. You know, every time I've sat down to do something and you know, try to be creative. So there might actually be something to it. So I would definitely recommend, you know, if you're studying and going insane, probably don't read it yet, but do get that book at some point because it definitely was very helpful for me. Let's see. So let me have a look what I've got next here. So I suppose I guess most of us would agree that we do have that resistance. I mean, I'd say I struggle to this day to motivate myself to write articles and complete these podcasts, you know, but each day we really do have to attempt to slay that demon of doubt, fear, and negative self-talk because it's perpetual. It will always be in the back of your mind. It's always going to be a monster. And we have to, I suppose, just find systems for dealing with that beast. So what I do is, I'm not going to tell you yet. I'm going to give you a few strategies that that I use, but I'm going to give you the best one last to get things done in spite of my laziness. Now, I have to say, I'm a very, very lazy person. Ask my girlfriend. She will probably attest to this. But I still seem to get a lot of work done. I mean, I've been running this business for a good 2 years now, I think full time. And it's been, I don't know, we had the website for a good five. But I've really faffed on that point. But it's still going, and I have not, fallen apart yet, which is a good sign. That means something I'm doing is working, and I'm going to, therefore, try and give you something else to help you study for your exams or assessments or whatever you're struggling with. So, firstly, what you want to do is figure out why you're procrastinating in the first place, have you been studying too much and, much in the need to fun out your brain? Because what you might be doing is you might be studying so hard that you're in a burnout state and you really just need to, get out of the chair and get into your body. So what I would recommend if you've spent the good, week just doing work, you're probably in brain meltdown stage. So I'd say do a simple mundane physical activity. It sounds really stupid, but kick a ball at a wall and just focus on doing that for 5 or 10 minutes. Because right now, if you're in this state, your brain is cactus. So you do need to get back into your body. That's one of the key things I'll note. If you are in a state where you have been trying and you have been studying quite heavily and now you kind of just hit a wall and you're going, what the hell do I do? Why can't I get past this point? If you're in study mode right now, that's what's going on. I can pretty much guarantee you that's happening. So the next thing I would say is listing out manageable tasks. When I'm snowed in with work, I'll figure out what really, really, really needs to get done and I'll write a list down. No phones, no fancy apps, just put pen to paper and write down what you need to get done. Nothing feels better than crossing that list off. I can tell you that, you can go nuts with lots of little apps and trying to figure, like I've got 5 or 6 different task manager apps that I never use. The only thing that I ever use consistently is I open up my journal. That's literally like I write all my stories or any sort of creative farts that I ever have go into that book. Plus, it's my task list, so it's nothing fancy. So the least fancy thing possible, because if you have a complex thing in front of you like a phone, you're going to get distracted. So take away all of the stuff that can break away from that. Now, finally, here is the creme de la creme of getting things done. This has been the number one thing that has changed my life, and you're going to be so disappointed because it's not actually that exciting. You want to reduce the effort required to do something. So you don't want to commit to a task that makes you cringe or makes you think, oh, it's going to be so hard. You want to keep it between 5 and 20 minutes and just a simple activity that gives you a win. If you're like, I need to do past papers, don't commit to the full past paper. Commit to answering a portion of a question, like one comprehension question, or say, I'm just going to write the introduction. I'm just going to do the thesis. Whatever your brain needs to hear to make you okay with doing that task, tell it that. And lie to your subconscious. Say, I'm just going to do nothing. I'm going to do this tiny, tiny, tiny little thing, and that's how we're going to get through this. Bullshit yourself into doing the task. That is how I have dealt with most of my anxiety of getting things done. I have been a perpetual procrastinator, and I will gladly say that I have dealt with it time and time again. I've done 2 of these podcasts a week for the last probably 2 months now, and I'm going to keep rolling with this until I get a decent following on here. So thank you for listening. And if you did find this podcast helpful, please rate, subscribe, tell your friends, sign up, do something. I like doing these. I like the sound of my own voice. Hit me up by email. Let me know if you want to be on here. I definitely want to have some other people on here. I'm working on getting some interviews happening. So there are some exciting things coming. If you haven't signed up to the webinar yet, that's coming up on the 2nd of October 2015, just in case you're listening to this after the fact, do sign up to that one. I'll be doing a 2-hour session that's just prepping everyone for the upcoming HSC. So if you're stressed about that, I'm going to have a Q&A session. Feel free to send through all the questions that you have. I will deal with them. HSC English, though. That's my only speciality. So, thanks for listening, and I will catch you next time.